Regarding IoT security, we talked about that essentially with IoT, everything becomes a computer, and that means that everything becomes hackable. So in a future hyper-connected society, IoT security naturally is a shared responsibility, and there is no silver bullet. So similar to what the Fireside Chat said, that AI is not a silver bullet, similarly, in IoT security, there is no magic, there is no silver bullet that keeps us secure. We have to define robust and secure standards on the technical level in the realms of IEEE, the Internet Engineering Task Force, 3GPP, and others, who are then used by manufacturers to implement those standards in their devices as securely and as robust as possible. Those devices are then deployed by operators who have to configure them in a secure and robust way. And lastly, we need to share best practices between operators, national regulatory authorities, and vendors, how the processes to maintain and operate those networks of sensors or mobile networks are maintained and kept secure. So there's not a single entity that can do this, but it's truly a shared responsibility between a variety of actors. And right now the discussion focuses a lot on very specific issues such as the trustworthiness of a single device or the resiliency of a single actor, when in reality it's much more about a shared responsibility. And lastly, we have to be, from a policy perspective, very aware of the fact that there's always a forward-looking policy. So how can we make future devices, future smart cities secure and safe? But there also has to be a retrospective policy, retrospective measures, because already today there are billions of devices out there that are exploitable and that will be continue to be hacked. And we have to deal with those because they will not go anywhere.